Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast. A genuine human being, and how all of that relates to public service, what that relates to having a meaning-filled life. Now, for a lot of people, they may think, hey, I get up, I go to work, I do my thing, I go home every week, every 2 weeks, I should expect compensation for it. And a lot of people think that way, and that's right and fine. But think about it this way, that when you come to this place, when you come to serve in whatever capacity that it is, that one, that you are bringing your whole self. Your whole self. And when you are bringing your whole self, you are bringing something very dignified, unique, and remarkable. That's each one of you. I don't know where you come from. I don't know your individual histories. But what I do know is this, is that these individual histories, these individual life experiences that are embodied in each and every one of you, all of you, for some reason, ended up here in this place. You ended up here. If you look to the person to your left and right, the person that you work with when you go out into the field, or whether you're here in this office, for some reason, the diversity of you ended up here to have a shared vision and to have a shared mission. And so because there's a number of you. How many? 211 different backgrounds, 211 different experiences, 211 different histories. All of those different histories coalesce into one body. Eyes focused, hopefully, in one direction. So while you are different, here's the reality. Each of you together share something, and you share dignity. Well, what do I mean by dignity? There is something within each of you that is shared by all of us, and it's dignity. It is power. It is intelligence. It is creativity. It is rationality. It is the ability to look at a problem, to look at something that has to be overcome, and say that, hey, that we can do this together, and that we can leave our fingerprint on this. But the reason that you're able to do this is because everybody here, regardless of where you came from, you share something together, and you have dignity. You have power. Some of you woke up this morning. You shaved or trimmed, brushed your teeth, whatever, combed your hair. That when you looked in that mirror, there was power reflecting back at you. Intelligence looking back at you. The second thing is this, though. Me meeting each and every one of you face to face here in this room on that camera. This is a unique opportunity because you will never happen again. I want you to think about that for a second. You will never happen again. What is your name? Wendy. What is your name? Quentin. Wendy will never happen again. So when you see Wendy, when you communicate with Wendy, and what do you do, Wendy?
HR coordinator.
When you sit down with Wendy to fill out some paperwork or to deal with some type of human resource issue, when you ask her about her day, when she asks you about your day, when she asks you about your job and how it is going, your interaction with Wendy, you will never have another interaction like that again. The breath that you feel from Wendy, the look that she gives you, her inflection, the tone of her voice, how she moves in time and space, that is unique. When you work with Quentin, and Quentin, what do you do? Project engineer. When you sit down and you interact with Quentin, and you hear his ideas and how this project is going to proceed forward, how it's going to be planned and executed and resourced and the like, all of that that Quentin is bringing to the table, you will never meet or interact or talk with a Quentin again. For the time that he's here in this place, working here, employed, for the time that he's on this planet, existing in this world, there will never, ever, ever be another Quentin. You may meet somebody with the same name. You may meet somebody that has the same name and comes from the same place. But you will never meet Quentin again. And from the time that you interact with Quentin until the time you leave his presence, that is a moment that Quentin has the opportunity to impress upon you something remarkable, unrepeatable. And this is for each and every one of you. So we have dignity that brings us all together. We are unique in our existence, in our interactions with one another. And finally, we are unrepeatable. So like the second, I will never see another Wendy again. Or another Quentin. Or another Angela, or anybody that's on that computer screen. Why? Because who you are is the sum of all your life experiences, is the sum of your family, your education, your success and your failures, your values and what you believe. This makes who you are. Full of dignity, unique, unrepeatable. And so even right now, I may never see none of y'all ever again. This moment right here, some describe as being divine, sacred, powerful. And I enjoy this moment. The fact that I may never, ever see any of you again. But the fact that I have the privilege to look at each and every one of you in the face, in the eye, and even in the back of my head wonder, what is his story? What's Wendy's story? What makes Quentin the way he is? What makes Quentin want to be a project engineer? Now I could extend this moment to say, Quentin, after this, we're going to sit and have drinks and you can tell me your life story and I can tell you my life story and I can leave like, wow, I have learned something. My life has been improved. And so what does it mean to be a genuine human being? I would hope that as you are here at this place, whether in the office or out in the field, that you're bringing your whole self, Angela, Quentin, Wendy, bring your whole self, all the idiosyncrasies that make you who you are, right? that some people would be like, dang, why is he that way? Or why does she talk that way? Bring it out. Doesn't mean you have to be disrespectful. Doesn't mean you have to be rude or anything like that. But be you. Put yourself on full display. Why? Next slide. Be flexible, right? Responsibility. How am I going to find meaning at my job? Now, I mentioned for some, when they wake up in the morning, they get up, they get dressed, they go to work, they clock in, they do their job, they clock out, they're looking for the check. But what if for that period of time, that 8, 10, 12 hours that I am on the job, what would it look like if I took full responsibility and in doing so, I discovered more and more of who I am? So when I talk about responsibility, I'm talking about picking up something heavy. Picking up something heavy that's going to make you feel the weight of who you are and the weight of what it is that you're doing. Each one of you here have voluntarily picked up something heavy. You deal with, on a daily basis, water. Life needs water. Now, you may think I'm sending an email about human resources, right? What does that have to do with water? You may think, because I'm overseeing a project, right? Okay, it's a project about moving water, reclaiming water. For those that go out into the field and have to put hand to material to make sure things are running, whether in terms of starting something new or in terms of maintenance, each and every one of these tasks is something where you have picked up something heavy. Why? Because there's a life at the other end that's going to be dependent on reclaimed clean water. Am I correct? Whether that water is going out into the habitat, whether that water is going out so that, I don't know, some kids could swim or whatever, right? Or the fact that I just need to turn on my faucet and drink a glass of water, you have picked up something heavy. Because water is a necessity for what? Life and the sustenance of life. So that we can continue on as a species. So you have voluntarily picked up something heavy. Nobody's forcing you to be here, am I correct? You didn't have to show up at this job today, correct? You could have been like, I quit. You could have done something else. You could have gone work at Topgolf if you wanted, right? I don't know. Got a job at the main event over there on 4:30. You could have worked at Cinemark. But you voluntarily chose to pick up something heavy. And what is that heavy thing that you picked up? I picked up the responsibility of making sure that people in Little Rock, in our habitat, and everything associated with this place has good water. The second thing about responsibility and finding meaning is that it has to be narrow. ladies and gentlemen, we can't do everything, correct? That's why you got job descriptions. Now, you could have been hired. Just come work here. Little Rock Reclamation, right? And you could have tried to do everything. Sending emails, running HR, being out in the field, being a project engineer, whatever your job is, right? But the fact and the reality about responsibility is that if you want to find meaning in what it is that you're doing, you have to narrow what it is you're taking responsibility for. I can't pick up everything heavy, but I can pick up these few things that are heavy. And as I pick up these few things on a daily basis, I become better at them. I become proficient at them. I become a master at my craft. I begin to see that, oh, I soar at these things. I need to improve on these things. I need to get some professional development so that I can be the best individual that I can be at this place, so that I can continue to move this heavy thing, which is water, so that people can live and be sustained. But third thing about this responsibility is the idea of adventure. Think about it this way as you go out, that you are on an adventure today at your job. Well, what do you mean? Let's pull for some cultural examples. Individuals who voluntarily picked up something heavy, and in doing so, they were different on the other end. In the immediate sense, I think about soldiers who pick up something heavy and will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They pick up something heavy voluntarily, but in doing so, they're on an adventure. But an adventure implies this. There's going to be moments in which you are soaring at the top, succeeding, but there are also going to be moments where it's going to be difficult and hard. Does this job ever get difficult? Frustrating? You just want to be like, But that's just emblematic of life. I love science fiction. Luke Skywalker picked up something heavy. He left the planet of Tatooine so that he'd become a Jedi Knight like his father before him. But in doing that, he faced suffering. He lost his aunt and uncle. They were murdered. He lost his mentor, Obi-Wan, who was killed by Vader. He lost his right hand in the next movie. And then he ultimately had to face his father. But on the end of it, that heavy thing that he picked up, he became a Jedi Master. Maybe you don't like Star Wars. Maybe you're a Harry Potter fan. A young boy who voluntarily picked up something heavy through a series of books and events, grew up as a young boy to become a master wizard, but the suffering was what? He had to face himself, his darkness, Voldemort. Another adventure. Or maybe you don't like Harry Potter. Maybe you like Lord of the Rings. So you got a young hobbit named Frodo who voluntarily picked up something heavy, the ring, and chose to take the ring to this place called Mordor to throw it into its fires. But along that adventure, faced all types of suffering and difficulty, but who he became, Luke Skywalker, and who he became at the end, Harry Potter and who he became at the end. Frodo, who he became at the end. Each one of those individuals, to include the soldier, Miss Wendy, they voluntarily took up something heavy. They said, I'm going to be responsible for this. And I'm going to go on this adventure to find a meaning-filled life. But here's the other thing. Here's the thing about responsibility. It's this. It's that in each one of those cases, the soldier, Luke Skywalker, Harry Potter, Frodo, they did not pick up this responsibility alone. The soldier has his or her battle buddies. Luke Skywalker had his companions. Harry Potter had his. Frodo had his. Now, what does it look like when I voluntarily come to this job, picked up something heavy, whatever those jobs are that you're supposed to do, but I'm not doing it alone? Again, look around the room. You and us on the screen, you're not doing this alone. The men and women to your left and right, those who are in the office and those of you who are out in the field, you are not picking up the responsibility, the heavy thing, alone. You are with other genuine human beings who have dignity, who are unique, who are unrepeatable, and you together are carrying something heavy together. And so you've got one individual and another individual who are carrying heavy things, and you're looking, you got it? I'm making it. You got it? I'm making it. I'm kind of tired. I got it. But we're going to make it because we're picking up something heavy. We've got to move this heavy thing, water, so that we achieve our vision and mission. Next slide. So, again, I mentioned those individuals who voluntarily picked up something heavy, assumed responsibility. And what impact is that going to have on you? Again, I'm asking you, when you come to this job and you clock in on a daily basis, it's not simply about a check or completing a task. Something is happening and should happen to you. You should discover something about yourself and about the men and women that you work with so that it all ties together to that vision and mission that is up on that board. You know, they don't put that stuff up there just because. It is a reminder to keep something in front of you. I say keep something in front of you because human beings move towards what they see. So there's a reason they are placed up there. Everybody look. There's a reason they place our mission, our vision, our values, and the core values. They want all of you as one unit to move that direction. Now, it's going to look a little different based off of the jobs that you're doing. But those who are in charge have determined that we want all of the employees here at Little Rock Reclamation to move toward that direction with those values. And in doing so, it's going to change who you are. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? So Carol Vativa said this: all men and women are entrusted with the task of crafting their own life. They are to make of it a work of art, a masterpiece. Your life, make it a masterpiece. your work life, your public service here. Let's get more specific. How will you go about, how are you going about making your work life here a masterpiece? By being a human being with dignity, who is unique and remarkable, unrepeatable, by being a genuine human being who has picked up something heavy that you are carrying it and you're carrying it with others, here at this place in your job, how are you going about the task of creating a masterpiece? Next slide. So that picture right there is intention. That is you chiseling yourself out of stone. You have been entrusted to make of your work life here a masterpiece. But to chisel away, it implies that there are things about what I do at this job that I have to stop doing. I mean, chisel it away, so that at the end, when I metaphorically die at this job, meaning what? I retire or resign, right? That what can be put on display is Wendy has worked here for 20 years. And we get to the end of her 20 years and everybody is in this room with balloons and streamers and some big cake and all that kind of stuff to celebrate her 20 years. On display is Wendy as a masterpiece. Because she's done the hard work of chiseling away with the tools of community partnerships, embracing change, excellence, inclusion, integrity, safety, teamwork, to be a model for when others come and say, well, who's Wendy? And people can tell the stories about this woman who over 20 years chiseled herself in becoming a masterpiece at this place. So Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, it's a habit. So your values up there. Two stand out to me. Excellence, community partnerships. Again, public service, having a meaning-filled life. That as a genuine human being who has responsibility to create a masterpiece of myself as I'm here at work, I have these tools to chisel away so that I can reveal myself to be a masterpiece at this place at the end of my work life. Excellence. And y'all define excellence this way, and I quote from y'all website, quote, we commit to providing exceptional service through professionalism in our words, actions, and attitudes, and communication for the betterment of our community and environment. Close quote. Excellence is a habit. So today, not worried about yesterday, tomorrow ain't here. Today, how will you make excellence a habit in terms of how you talk about yourself? And then talking to my peer. What will excellence look like as I'm sending that email or as I'm getting the team together to talk about this project? What is excellence going to look like as I'm out in the field repairing something? What is excellence going to look like today? And then can I repeat it tomorrow? And then can I repeat it the next day and the next day until it's no longer an act, but it is just like me breathing? Excellence is not an act. It is a habit. It is something that you do repeatedly. Second thing is this. You can find meaning in being excellent every day. You can find meaning in your community partnerships. And I quote again from your website, quote, "We build community partnerships and provide public outreach regarding our One Water, One Future commitment," close quote. Think about your community partnerships. Think about the entities that you walk hand in hand with. You share common values. You share a common mission. You're moving in the same direction, right? One Water, One Future. A lot of implications in that, right? There's always one, the water comes up, comes down, right? Comes up, comes down, y'all clean it, right? Drink it, swim in it, fish, birds, whatever, use it to, right? One water, one future. And so in those partnerships, those entities and those individuals that you are working with, not for, with, because you said partnerships, asking, how are we moving together? What is it that you are bringing to the table? What is it that you see in our future as it relates to water? How are we ensuring that we are protecting the dignity of the environment, more importantly, human beings, so that we can have a future together? So, in close, public service. In a room, talking to a screen of men and women who have voluntarily picked up something heavy. And here's an encouragement. You may have craziness happening in your personal life. But if you look at this place as an opportunity for you to find meaning, to give you focus, it will help you in whatever craziness may be happening in your personal life. Because at least you have a place to come to for 10 hours at least, 8 to 10 hours, where you are singularly focused on something, where you have the opportunity to improve your own self. And then you have the opportunity to be alongside somebody who is headed in the same direction as you. Because if it's in your personal life, there's some craziness that's going on. Typically, that's because there's a relationship happening where each of you are trying to head in two opposite directions, right?
Y'all need to be like, yeah. And it creates tension and conflict and all that. But dang, I can come to a place for 8 to 10 hours where I'm moving in the same direction with another group of people, and that gives me an opportunity for some healing and for me to reflect, so that when I go back into my personal life, I can be like, hey, you know what? I heard this guy talk early in the morning about picking up something heavy. How about you and I just pick up something heavy, like fix this relationship? I don't know. Or talk about that thing that we've been needing to talk about for like months, just keep avoiding it. Because I've learned in my job, I can't avoid not talking about a problem, because if not, there's not going to be any clean water.
Right.
Y'all feel me? So be a genuine human being. A human being that recognizes I have the opportunity to pick up something heavy voluntarily. And I'm not carrying it alone. And that as I am carrying it, I'm carrying it with dignity. I'm carrying it in a unique way. And as I'm carrying it, I'm being changed, because I'm headed in a direction that's going to make me into a masterpiece. Thank you very much.
Anybody got any questions?
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.